This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
All right, Ray, what percentage would you put on Aaron Rodgers playing Sunday?
Well, you know, he went through individual today and was limited, so that was a good sign. I think it's better than 50% right now. So I would say anywhere, 55-65%, somewhere in that range. I still think he has to go out there tomorrow and do a little bit more before – Tomlin signs off on it, but I think today was a good first day.
Ray, if it was an opponent other than the Bears, if it was a very nondescript opponent for Aaron Rodgers personally, like, I don't know, the Jaguars or something, do you think he would be making as aggressive of a push to play this week as he really so far has?
No, I mean, listen, I know how much Aaron loves playing the Bears. I know what this game means to him, but I think this is bigger than just one game. I think Aaron is a guy who wants to play every week, and you know he's with the Steelers now. I know he was talking about Green Bay yesterday and all that history and stuff, but he knows this is a big game for the Steelers. I mean, this stretch here, Chicago, Buffalo, and then Baltimore is going to be huge for their season. It's a really tough three-game stretch, and I think he wants to play because of that. The fact that it's Chicago in Soldier Field, I just think that's the icing on the cake.
Ray, do you think the coaches see a big gap or a big difference between Aaron Rodgers and Mason Rudolph right now?
I think where the big gap comes is what Aaron can do at the line of scrimmage. So, he has a very, liberal leeway in terms of changing plays at the line of scrimmage, getting the team into better plays. So just his wealth of experience, his knowledge in doing that is what separates him from Mason. You know, the other stuff, I think we saw it, last week. I mean, Mason went in there, he stood in the pocket and ran the offense very well. So I don't think there's too big of a gap right now between 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers and 29-year-old Mason Rudolph in terms of, just standing in the pocket and spinning the football. But obviously Aaron gives you just a huge edge when it comes to what he could do at the line. And, so I would say more the intangible qualities is probably, why he's so good.
To what degree do you think Mike Tomlin now finally maybe believes in Mason Rudolph's ability if called upon, or if he needs to call upon him, Ray, given kind of the way, frankly, I'll lead the witness here a little bit. It seemed like Tomlin was almost Rudolph's biggest detractor or non-believer for so many years.
Yeah, I mean, if he doesn't believe by now, I don't think he ever will. I mean, just going back to that great finish in 23 and, they don't ask him back, and he leaves. And then, like I said in the spring, guys, when they re-sign Mason, the grass isn't always greener. He he comes back to Pittsburgh. He considers this home, and he did on Sunday what he's always done here. You know, pretty much after that rough patch in 2019 in his second season, the guy's been money whenever called upon. Now, they might not view him as a 17-game starter, and that's fine, but they are ultra-confident in him as a backup, you know, in short-term situations.
Do you think there's a realistic chance, I know I'm getting ahead of myself here, that Mason Rudolph is their week one starting quarterback next year?
Yeah, I mean, listen, if Aaron retires, you would have Mason Rudolph and Will Howard as your two quarterbacks, and then likely a draft pick, a first or second round draft pick that you bring on board in the spring. So, yeah, absolutely. I think there would probably be a competition, but Will Howard missed significant time in his rookie camp. I think he'd be behind because of that. And, yeah, I definitely think Mason would have the leg up there if there was a competition.
Ray, I'll switch gears a little bit because the defense and certainly the secondary are going to get tested by a guy like Caleb Williams and that Ben Johnson offense. How much of a leash do you think Darius Slay has this week getting his starting job back?
Well, they're really confident in James Pierre, so I don't think the leash would be terribly long. So, you know, Darius has been full the last 2 days. It seems like he's passed the concussion symptom, so he's probably going to be a full go and be in the starting lineup in Chicago. But, you know, what we saw from James against the Chargers and then what he did following up on that in the Bengals game was really good stuff. And I think he's now proven to the coaches that he's more than just a special teams player. So I get the deference to Darius Slay. I really do. He's a vet. He's a leader in that locker room. But, yeah, if there's any kind of signs that maybe he's not keeping up, you know, early on, I don't think they would be afraid to go to James Pierre.
Ray, is Jonnu Smith only playing over Pat Freiermuth because Arthur Smith likes Jonnu Smith so much?
Man, I don't know. I wrote a piece on Darnell Washington this week, and I was just looking at the snap counts. I was surprised to know that Jonnu Smith leads all the tight ends in snaps this year. I mean, you wouldn't even know he's on the field sometimes. And here he is. He's second only to DK Metcalf in terms of, you know, the pass catchers in snaps. So, yeah, that's a little bit backward. You know, if Arthur can't get anything out of him, then maybe at some point they should go more to Freiermuth. I mean, I love what they're doing with Darnell. I don't think you go away from that at all. I mean, I think he's the number one tight end now. He should be getting all the reps in the running game, and he should be out there as a pass catcher too because he's really, really good when he gets the ball in his hand. So, yeah, I would like to see a little bit more of Pat. And I think that might happen if Jonnu doesn't start producing here in the next couple weeks.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ray, to what extent is there maybe a realistic chance that Roman Wilson continues to see like a meaningful uptick in snaps and targets and everything else? Because I'm, again, projecting a little bit here, so I apologize. And you can correct me if you disagree. It feels like very slowly but pretty steadily they're starting to gain a little bit of trust in him, even with the awful fumble towards the end of the game a couple weeks ago. Colts game. Thank you, Pony. Blanked on that one.
Yeah. I mean, listen, Arthur said that last week. He is slowly gaining their trust. Now, you know, with the snaps this past week against the Bengals, you really didn't see a big change in targets or reception. So, you know, eventually the production has to come. Whether it's Mason or Aaron, they have to have trust in throwing the ball to him. So I think that's probably the next step, you know, in all of this. You know, for whatever reason, maybe Calvin's time has decreased. You know, he's been injured, and then he had a bad game against the Chargers. So this might be an opportunity for Roman, but you know, you do have to get the production. You know, you just can't go out there and get play number two receiver stats and not get the production. So, to me, that's the next step. But you talk to anyone in that locker room, from Aaron Rodgers or any of the coaches, Arthur Smith, they say he's doing all the right things. He's preparing the right way, and it's probably only a matter of time until that production does come.
Ray, who plays more at running back on Sunday, Gainwell or Warren?
Well, Jalen was limited again today. I think he's going to play, but you know, if you ask me right now, just given the injury, I'd probably say this might be a 50-50 split, maybe a slight advantage to Gainwell. They were not afraid to turn Jalen Warren back. He wanted to go back into that game on Sunday. They said, no, we're going to ride the hot hand, and that turned out to be the right move with, you know, what he did in the third and fourth quarter of that football game. So just because of the injury, I think if Jalen was 100% healthy, I would say Jalen. But given the injury, if it's an ankle, I'd probably say slight edge to Gainwell there.
Ray, what's your read on the state of this defense right now as things stand? Just overall, its level of play, et cetera.
Well, I mean, I don't want to say they've turned the corner, but it's a pretty stark contrast from, you know, what they were before they made the move with Jalen Ramsey and Kyle Duggar at safety. You know, they've been much better in terms of yardage given up. Their total defense numbers are much better. They've also proven that they can still turn people over playing that different look. So in many ways it's more conservative, but I think in many ways that kind of suits their personnel too. Continue to hear from players like they are confident now. They're getting the calls. There's not like the fire drill stuff with running personnel on and off the field, and they just feel like they can play faster now. And I think that's made a big difference here over the last three games or so.
Ray, I'm going to give you a Starkey style rapid fire game here. We were talking about how the AFC is wide open before we brought you on. I will give you a playoff game scenario, and you tell me if you would pick the Steelers to win or lose that game. You ready?
Okay.
At New England.
I'll say lose.
Buffalo at home.
I'd still say lose.
Ravens at home.
They could win that game.
Colts on the road.
I'd go with Colts.
Jacksonville at home.
Win.
Texans at home.
Win.
At Denver.
I think they could win that game. Yeah.
Kansas City
at
home.
I'm not impressed with the Broncos.
Chiefs at home.
Kansas City at home. I would still go with Mahomes in that situation.
Chargers at home.
Steelers.
It could be Chargers on the road because that would be a home game basically still.
Yeah, true. All right, so of those scenarios, 0-1, 0-2, 1-2, 1-3.
I think we got the
4-3, 3-3, 4-4, 4-5, 5-5, Malzie. Coin flips. All right, Ray, who are you picking on Sunday?
I don't know why. I just got a feeling the Steelers are going to win. They don't play in Chicago often, so it's kind of a tough game for me to pick. But I'll go Steelers 28, Bears 27.
All right. Ray Fittipaldi, the first Steelers media member on our show to pick a Pittsburgh win. Thanks, Ray. We'll talk again next week.
All right, guys. Talk to you later.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.